Hi, from Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Today we're going to be talking about fast application switching. To understand this important new feature in Mango, let's take a look at the application life cycle of a typical Windows Phone application. When you begin, you receive the application launching event, and your first page receives an on-navigated to method. At that point, you're running. If the user switches away from your application, you are going to receive the application deactivated event and an on-navigated from method, which puts you into the dormant state. Typically, you would return to running from the dormant state and not have had to save any state, but if the phone is running low on memory, you might be tombstoned, and then when your application is reactivated, you will need to restore state. So it's very important to know whether you're returning from a dormant state or from a tombstone state. This is new in 7.1. Let's take a look at how we can make that easy to manage by creating a new application called Fast Application Switching of type Windows Phone Application. And we do want that to be the newest SDK, which is 7.1. And when that comes up, we're going to go into the XAML. And let's come down and change the title to Fast Application Switching, which should be in all caps according to the Metro guidelines. We'll take out the page title. Let's come over to the grid, and inside the grid, let's put a single control of type text block. We'll give that a name. We'll name it message. And while we're doing that, let's also set the text property, and we'll set that text property to be blank. Let's take a look at how that's going to appear. It might be helpful to have some text in there to see its placement, so let's put the word ready. Now we know that that's where our message is going to show up. So we can save that. And now we're going to go over to app.xaml, go to its code behind file, app.xaml.cs. And this is where application-wide properties belong, and that's in fact exactly what we're going to create. We're going to create a public static Boolean property named wasTombstoned that we can refer to later. Give that a getter and a setter, and we can make that setter private because we're only going to want to read this value. The place where we're going to set this value is in application activated. In application activated, we set the was tombstone value using the activated event args property is application instance preserved. If you're returning from a dormant state, this will be true. We're using the not operator to set it false. Therefore, was tombstoned will be true as long as you're coming back from tombstoning and not from dormant. Let's go to main page and take advantage of having that flag now by setting the text property of the message text block. And what we're going to do is test through the application our static Boolean was tombstone. If it's true, then we're going to put the string restoring into the text message. If it's false, we're going to put the string fast switch into the text message. Let's run the application. The emulator comes up, and now we're going to act as if we are switching out to another application. We'll go out to Internet Explorer, get that started. With that running, we can hit the back key, and on the second back key, we come back to our application. Notice it comes back instantly and says fast switch, so we know that we just got fast application switching. Now, how do we know tombstoning will work? Let's go to the application properties. In the debug tab, there is a checkbox, tombstone upon deactivation while debugging, which will force the application to be tombstoned while we're debugging so that we can see if the tombstoning path works. Let's run the application. Once again, we will switch out to Internet Explorer. Once again, we will back up to the application. But watch the pause and then the keyword restoring, showing you that, in fact, we are coming back from being restored from tombstoning. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.